This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Front Range communities could see some strong winds today. In Boulder, gusts could hit 50 miles per hour through the afternoon. More snow is expected in the mountains this evening. Vail could see up to 5 inches through tomorrow as another winter storm moves through the Rockies. Drivers should expect icy road conditions along I-70 through Vail Pass. The Front Range may see a dusting of snow overnight tonight. It's inauguration day for Governor Jared Polis and other statewide elected officials. The celebration began at 10:30 this morning on the west steps of the state capitol. Celebrations included a cannon salute and a flyover by the Colorado National Guard. Governor Jared Polis, Attorney General Phil Weiser, Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, and Treasurer Dave Young were all reelected in November by wide margins. Because of term limits, this will be the final 4 years in office for all of them. Meanwhile, in Colorado's legislative ranks, a Democrat who was accused of falsifying her address is the latest state lawmaker to resign. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Tracy Burnett faces felony charges amid accusations that she lied about where she was living in order to keep running in Boulder County's House District 12. She resigned from the state legislature on Sunday, just the day before the start of the new lawmaking session. Burnett's seat was the fourth to be vacated before this session. Two other lawmakers retired, and former House Minority Leader Hugh McKean died of a heart attack. A Democratic vacancy committee will select Burnett's replacement. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Come find this story, its latest updates, and all else that's going on in Colorado lately at CPR.org. Coming up next, we're going to listen to some fresh air, not the sound of fresh air, the show. Thank you for joining us. It is 206.